This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, September 12th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. Go right to the baseball. The big game yesterday in the American League, Tampa Bay down in Baltimore for a three-game series with the Orioles. The Orioles continue to show they're for real. They did get a blow in their pitching department yesterday that we'll talk about in a minute, but Baltimore gets the win yesterday. Baltimore 9, Tampa Bay 2. Baltimore climbs into a tie for first with the Yankees, keeps the Rays two games behind both the Orioles and the Yankees. The blow to the Orioles yesterday, Jason Hamill, who had just come off the DL, who's a good young pitcher, in his second start off the disabled list since he had had knee surgery, seems to have hurt the same knee again, started the game yesterday, but was unable to continue, could only pitch 3 2/3 innings. Steve Johnson came in and relieved him to get the win, but Hamill, you have to think, I don't know if he came back too soon, but he just followed through on a pitch and obviously had hurt his knee again. The game yesterday, J.J. Hardy, two home runs, his 20th and 21st of the year. He's 4-for-5 with 5 RBIs, obviously the offensive star of the game. Chris Davis hits his 25th home run. Matt Wieters, 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs. They really get to Matt Moore, who's frankly been up and down for Tampa Bay. He falls to 10-10. Yesterday, 4 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, kind of inconsistent, but he also threw 94 pitches in 4 innings. So obviously, too many pitches for Moore, who again is a talented young pitcher, but he drops to 10-10. Orioles 9, Rays 2. Tampa Bay only managed 5 hits off of 5 Baltimore pitchers. And again, 2 games behind the Orioles, 2 games behind the Yankees. Right now the Orioles and Yankees, will get to the standings later, but they're tied for first. And whoever doesn't come in first right now has the has one of the 2 wild cards in the American League. But obviously, we've discussed this year, as we discussed this year for the first time, it's so much more important to win your division than it is to win the wild card, because obviously now with 2 wild cards, you're going to have that one game, do or die, winner take all, loser go home playoff game. And frankly, again, that's the way it should be. There should be a huge differential between winning your division and being one of the wild cards. So the Orioles 9, Rays 2. The other game among teams fighting for first place in their division, the Tigers go to Chicago to play the White Sox. The White Sox with a 3-game lead before yesterday, but the Tigers beat the White Sox in Chicago. Tigers 5, White Sox 3. Doug Fister gets the win, 7 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Fister now 9-8 on the season. Jake Peavy takes the loss, 5 2/3, 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. PV 10-11 with a very good American League ERA of 3.27, but he takes the loss yesterday. Valverde comes in to get his 29th save of the year for the Tigers with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Tigers 5, White Sox 3. Tigers really needed that victory. They had lost 4 in a row. They are now 2 games behind the White Sox. White Sox 76-65. The Tigers 74-67. Again, we'll get to those standings in a minute. Dwayne Wise hit his 8th homer of the year. Beckham is 15th for the White Sox. Wise has been a very good pickup from the Yankees for the White Sox. Austin Jackson with a big 2-run home run for the Tigers is 14th. And Miguel Cabrera, still an MVP candidate in my mind, 36 home runs. batting 325 for the year. We've talked about him for 2 years now, 117 RBIs. I still think he's the best hitter in baseball all around, and he's battling for a batting title with Mike Trout of the Angels, Derek Jeter. I mean, Cabrera, I think, the new Manny Ramirez, if you will. I think he's taken the place of Ramirez as the most feared hitter in the American League, certainly. Another big game between two teams vying for the playoffs. Oakland goes to Anaheim to play the Angels. Oakland 6, Angels 5. Athletics got two in the top of the ninth to take the lead, 6-3. Angels got two in the bottom of the ninth, but couldn't get more. Athletics 6, Angels 5. Straley gets the win in relief. He's 2-0. Williams takes the loss. He's 6-8. Straley 6 2/3, 7 hits, 3 runs all earned. Williams only 3 1/3, 5 hits, 4 runs all earned. Athletics 6, Angels 5. Blevins gets his first save of the year for the Athletics. Cespedes is having a good year. Good rookie year, 17 home runs, hitting .288, 67 RBIs. Brandon Moss, a great pickup for the A's this year with his 18th homer of the year. Torrey Hunter hits his 14th for the Angels. Vernon Wells, he of the big contract and the disappointing production, hits his 11th of the year. He's hitting .228. I think he's making like $18 million. But the Athletics get a big win, Athletics 6. Angels 5, the other big game in the American League, and the talk in New York yesterday, which was just beyond stupid, was, you know, the Red Sox are dead, the Red Sox have laid down, the Red Sox won't even try against the Yankees, the Yankees should easily go in and sweep the Red Sox 3 in Fenway, and if you understand the history of Yankees-Red Sox, you know that's just not the way it's going to be. The Red Sox still with Ellsbury, still with Pedroia, still with Pride. Doesn't look like Bobby Valentine will be back next year, but I got to say, to me, as a Yankee guy, that's irrelevant when you go up to Fenway. It doesn't matter what your record is. It doesn't matter what place you're in or what place the other team is or what their record is. So the Yankees go up to Fenway, and the Red Sox, with a game-winning, game-ending single by Jacoby Ellsbury in the bottom of the ninth, beat the Yankees. Red Sox 4, Yankees 3. Pedroia hits his 15th homer of the year, and again, Ellsbury, Pedroia, these are two guys who know the glory days of the Red Sox, who are champions with the Red Sox. Both have been hurting on the DL this year. Ellsbury yesterday, 4-for-5, with 2 RBIs. Pedroia, 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs, including, again, his 15th homer of the year. You have to give the Red Sox credit. They absolutely didn't lay down and die. Not that you really thought they would if you really knew what was going on. Red Sox 4, Yankees 3. Yankees dropped to 79-62. The Orioles obviously catch them to tie for first in the AL East. Jeter gets another hit. He leads the league in hits. He's got 192, 2 RBIs, hitting .323, having an amazing year overall. Nick Swisher breaks out of, I think it was like an 0-for-28 or 30 slump. He goes 2-for-5. But again, Teixeira now hurt. We talked about the play Saturday night where he dove into first. He re-injured that calf. He's out for 1 to 2 weeks, maybe longer. The Yankees just don't have that kind of lineup. They've got Russell Martin, Steve Pierce, Granderson hitting .230, and Andrew Jones hitting .205, and Jason Nix, that's the bottom five of their lineup. And it's the New York Yankees. Martin, Pierce, Granderson, Jones, Nix. Now, Granderson's had a great power year, but he's hitting .234. Again, for the Red Sox, Ellsbury with 4 hits, Pedroia with 3. You can never count the Red Sox out. I don't care who they're playing. John Lester started 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, threw 102 pitches in 5 1/3 innings. Bailey gets the win in relief. Andrew Bailey, who was supposed to be their closer, who's been hurt, he's 1-0. Kuroda pitched for the Yankees, 8 hits, 3 runs all earned in 6 1/3 innings. But Robertson winds up taking the loss. He's now 1-7. Obviously not the kind of season he was hoping for with 7 losses. Yankees 79-62, Red Sox 64-78. a bad loss for the Yankees, but they're going to have their issues. And again, the notion that they're just going to show up and the Red Sox are going to lie down in Fenway in front of those fans is, frankly, just absurd. But there was a lot of talk about that in New York yesterday. A few other games yesterday. Mariners beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Ramirez gets the win. He's 1-2. Morrow takes the loss. He's 8-6. Well, Helmsen with his 25th save. Sager with his 18th home run for Seattle. The Rangers beat the lowly Indians 6-4. The Indians were good for a while this year. Now they're 59-83. Rangers 84-57. Harrison gets the win. Jimenez takes the loss. Joe Nathan gets his 32nd save. Beltre hits his 31st home run for Texas. The Royals beat the Twins 9-1. Smith gets the win. He's 5-7. Diamond takes the loss. He's 11-7. Hosmer hits his 14th homer of the year for the Royals. That's all your American League action. Quickly to the standings in the American League. And again, these are everyday things now because of the presence of the two wild cards and the closeness of the races. Baltimore and the Yankees tied for first, 79-62 in the American League East. Whichever one is not in first has one of the two wild cards. Tampa Bay, 77-64, two games out of the AL East League, two games out of the second wild card. Toronto and Boston long out of it. The White Sox, after losing to the Tigers, still in first, 76-65, two games over Detroit, two in the loss column. Detroit, two games behind the White Sox, five games behind the second wild card. Kansas City, Cleveland, and Minnesota all now well out of it. In the West, Texas, 84-57, best record in the American League. Oakland, 81-60, three games out of the AL West, but they have the lead in the wild card, and their lead is two over the Orioles and the Yankees, whichever one of them, again, is not in first place in the East. They have the second wild card. The Angels, 77-65, 7.5 behind Texas. Unlikely they'll catch them, but 2.5 out of a wild card berth. Clearly they have a chance for that. Seattle, 68-74, has fallen out of it in both division against Texas, 16.5 out, and wild card, they're 11.5 out. I think that's simply too much to make up. We're going to get to all the National League after the break. I just want to do a couple of non-baseball things before the break. The big news today, if you heard it this morning, just announced Notre Dame in college sports. Notre Dame leaving the Big East to go to the ACC. Just another blow for the Big East, which has been hammered the last few years. You know, Syracuse is leaving. Pitt's leaving. UConn's probably trying to leave. Notre Dame leaves the Big East, goes to the ACC, where they will play everything except football. You know, Notre Dame has their own TV contract with NBC. They are Notre Dame. They are a standalone football team. They have agreed, however, to play five games against ACC teams every year. The big issue now is, when is that actually going to happen? There is a 27-month notice provision. That is, you have to notify the conference 27 months before you leave. However, Pitt and Syracuse paid a lot of money to get out of that early. Presumably, Notre Dame is going to do the big thing, the same thing, so they're not going to have to wait 27 months. To me, this really destroys the Big East. The Big East, once the greatest conference, you know, basketball was fantastic, football was good, not great, but now the Big East is really a shambles. The ACC becomes even stronger than it already is. Notre Dame basketball obviously will be a boon to the ACC. In fact, Notre Dame has a lot of good sports. They're not just a football team. I think their football team, frankly, is generally overrated. But Notre Dame leaving the Big East, the continued jumbling, if you will, of all these schools into different conferences. You know, people were mocking the Big East because it's now a school with teams in three time zones, etc. But the Big East has their problems. They have a new commissioner now. Maybe they can salvage something. But losing Notre Dame, and certainly I think Syracuse for basketball, a staple of the Big East since its inception, these are gigantic blows to the Big East. A couple of other things in college sports. This Saturday night, USC goes on the road to play Stanford. You know, they talk about Matt Barkley, and correctly, as a Heisman candidate, but he's never beaten Stanford. Of course, Stanford had luck the last couple of years. luck the quarterback, not luck in playing, although they had a little bit of that as well. Stanford beat USC last year, USC hoping to turn the tables. A couple of other games. Number one, Alabama goes to Arkansas, which was viewed to be a big chance for an Alabama defeat next week, or this coming Saturday, I should say. But, of course, Arkansas lost to Louisiana Monroe, and now they're not even in the top 25. Another interesting game, Notre Dame at Michigan State. I certainly like Michigan State in that game. Again, I think Notre Dame, because they're Notre Dame, are generally overrated in terms of their football ability. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
With high quality, with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transfer warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Steve Kallis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
We're going to switch to the National League now. Interesting game between the Diamondbacks trying to stay relevant and the Dodgers trying to catch the Giants. The Diamondbacks score an unearned run, get an RBI from Montero for the only RBI of the game. Jason Kubel goes over the wall to rob Louis Cruz of a home run. Ian Kennedy against Kershaw in a Cy Young Award winner matchup. Arizona 1, Dodgers nothing. Dodgers just have not played well. They can't score despite having Gonzalez in the lineup. Kemp's playing hurt, I guess, but, you know, they have Shane Victorino and Gonzalez and Kemp and Hanley Ramirez and Ethier. I mean, they have a very good lineup, but they just can't score. The Diamondbacks score one, and that's enough. Kennedy gets the win. He's 13-11, 7 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts, 13-11. Hernandez gets his third save of the year. Clayton Kershaw, 7 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run, and again, that run was unearned. Kershaw, 12-9 with a 2.70 ERA. But a big win for the Diamondbacks trying to stay relevant. Another bad loss for the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Giants beat the lowly Rockies 9-8. Contos gets the win. He's 2-1. Torres takes the loss. He's 4-2. Lopez gets his seventh save for the Giants. The Rockies do get 2 in the 9th, but they lose 9-8. Belt hits a home run, his 6th of the year. Madison Bumgarner, who started the game for the Giants, hits a home run, has 3 RBIs. Angel Pagan with a big triple, his 12th of the year, that ties the all-time Giants record with Willie Mays and Steve Finley. Big win for the Giants as they open up another game lead on the Dodgers, moving that lead to 6 games, which is going to be very tough to catch. Again, the Dodgers just don't quite have the chemistry yet. They cannot score runs, so the Giants get a win. The Dodgers get a loss. In the Central, the Reds rolling along. They have Joey Votto back now. Reds beat the Pirates 5-3. Leak gets the win. He's 8-9. Correa takes the loss. He's 10-9. Broxton gets a save. Believe it or not, his first of the year. Leak goes 7 innings, gives up 9 hits and 3 runs all earned. Correa goes 6 innings, gives up 7 hits and 4 runs, 3 earned. He takes the loss. Cincinnati 5, Pirates 3. Brandon Phillips hits his 17th. Scott Rowland hits his 7th of the year for Cincinnati. Sanchez hits his 6th for the Pirates. Presley hits his 9th, but it's not enough. Pirates have to win some games if they want to get back in it. Reds 5, Pirates 3. But everybody's trying to catch the St. Louis Cardinals, who are collapsing now. They still have the second wild card. We'll get to the standings in a minute. But they lose to the lowly Padres yesterday. Padres 6, Cardinals 4. Volquez gets the win. He's 10-10. Wainwright takes the loss. He's 13-13. Gregerson gets the save, his 6th of the year. Fries hits his 19th home run of the year for the Cardinals. But it's not enough. San Diego 6, Cardinals 4. We've talked about the Phillies trying to stay relevant. The Brewers trying to stay relevant. Both of them win yesterday. Phillies get to 500. They beat the Marlins 9-7. Halliday gets the win. He's 10-7. Eovaldi takes the loss. He's 4-12. Papelbon gets his 33rd save of the year. Rollins hits his 18th homer for the Phillies. Stanton hits his 34th for Miami. The Phillies have a good shot to make the playoffs. I think they're 4 out. We'll get to the standings in a minute. But it's as much because they're healthy now and everybody else around them is not playing well. The Pirates are not playing well. The Cardinals are not playing well. It's also allowed the Brewers get back into it. The Brewers shut out the Braves yesterday 5-0. The Brewers now at 500. Estrada gets the win. He's 3-6. Hudson takes the loss. He's 14-6. Weeks hits his 18th home run for Milwaukee. Ramirez hits his 23rd of the year for Milwaukee. Brewers 5-0. They climb back into it as well. First place, best record in baseball, Nationals beat R.A. Dickey and the Mets 5-3. Now, Dickey was given a 3-2 lead in the 7th, but he winds up taking the loss. Garzolani gets the win, and he's 4-2. Dickey takes the loss. He's 18-5. Kind of hurts his Cy Young hopes. Clippard gets his 31st save of the year for the Nationals. Moore hits his 9th home run. That was the big 2-run blow that gave the Nationals the lead off of Dickey. Hairston hits his 17th for the Mets. Nationals 5. New York Mets 3. One other game. Astros shut out the Cubs 1-0. Lyles gets the win. He's 4-11. Germano takes the loss. He's 2-7. Lopez is 4th save of the year. Of course, the Astros and the Cubs. I hope I said the Cubs. Astros beat the Cubs 1-0 in a game where the teams are both far out of everything. in the National League now. Washington, best record in baseball, 88-54. They lead Atlanta by 7.5, but Atlanta has a strong lead in for the first wild card. Again, the Phillies, 71-71, 17 games behind Washington. They're not catching them, but they are only 4 out of the wild card with 20 to play. And with their pitching, that's not insurmountable. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're healthy finally. I think Philadelphia has a good chance to make the playoffs. The Mets and Miami, both out of it. Cincinnati, 86-57, the only other team in baseball playing 600 besides Washington. They lead St. Louis by 10.5, so St. Louis has to focus on the second wild card, which they have right now. But they're 75-67. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They hold the second wild card spot, but teams are starting to come. Pittsburgh, 72-69. 2.5 out of the second wild card. Milwaukee at 500 like the Phillies, 4 out of the second wild card. Chicago and Houston long out of it. San Francisco now with virtually a commanding 6-game lead with 20 to play. The Dodgers have just not played well. San Francisco 80-62. The Dodgers 74-68. The Dodgers way to the playoffs. They're a game out of the second wild card, so you have to give them a chance. Arizona, 70-72. They're 5 games out of the wild card, so you have to give them a chance. San Diego at 68-75, 7.5 out. I don't really give them a chance, but they are playing better baseball. They have 19 games left, so to make up 7.5 games and jump a bunch of teams in 19 games is virtually impossible. Colorado at 57-84. Long out of it. So we have some interesting down-the-stretch things in both the American League and the National League. Quickly now, a couple of other things. In the NFL, the 4 New Orleans Saints players who were reinstated by an appellate panel last week will all meet with Roger Goodell in the next week or so. Goodell is reconsidering whether to revise their suspensions. Jonathan Vilma has been placed on the PUP list. He can't play the next 5 games. He obviously missed the first game with a knee injury. But you know, this is very interesting because rarely do the courts come in and say that the commissioner did something wrong, and that's what they've said here. So you have to think Goodell's going to try and save face and give these guys some kind of suspension. Those meetings will all take place next week. Yesterday, Art Modell's funeral in Baltimore. Ray Lewis gave a rousing, passionate eulogy on behalf of Art Modell. Of course, Modell hated in Cleveland for moving out the Browns to Baltimore, but loved in Baltimore after the Colts, of course, moved out to Indianapolis. But overall had a huge positive impact on the National Football League, despite the bad feelings that are still felt for him, and correctly, I think, in Cleveland. NFL game tomorrow night, the Bears at the Packers. The Packers need a win. You know, they ran into who I think the best team in football is in the 49ers, Cedric Benson, who is supposed to really help the Packers' running game, only ran for 2 yards per carry the other day. Obviously, you need good blocking to get a running game going. Packers fortunate to be playing home, I think. Bears are a good team. I think the Packers will win. Packers, however, Greg Jennings, who's a very good wide receiver for the Packers, has a strained groin from Sunday. Hard to see on the quick turnaround whether he'll be able to play or not. Quickly to college basketball, 2 things. Billy Gillespie, the Texas Tech coach, you know, the former Kentucky coach who many viewed to be over his head at Kentucky, wound up at Texas Tech, was only 8-23 last year. Now he has some kind of undisclosed illness. The rumors were that he had a stroke or a heart attack a couple of months ago. And now he's been back in the hospital for 4 or 5 days this past week. Texas Tech sending mixed messages, I think. I think they want to get rid of Gillespie, frankly. But they're saying, you know, we stand by Billy Gillespie, but we need this thing to move along quickly. And if the guy did have a stroke or a heart attack, obviously you don't recover quickly from those things. So we'll just have to see how that shakes out. And shock of shocks, at Harvard University, they're going to lose 2 of their top players, it looks like. Kyle Casey has already withdrawn. These are the 2 co-captains. Kyle Casey has already withdrawn from the team. He's accused of being involved in a cheating scandal on a take-home exam at a course at Harvard, not what you would expect. And now his co-captain, Brandon Curry, who has also been implicated in the cheating scandal. He may withdraw. Obviously, these guys want to withdraw now to save the year of eligibility. If they start with the team, they can then lose that year of eligibility. So obviously, these discussions are taking place now. Hard to believe cheating scandals at Harvard. Who'd have thunk it? But that's the way it is nowadays anyway, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. TV tonight, mainly a baseball night, mainly on ESPN, frankly, and AL East night. Again, Yankees and Baltimore tied for first, Tampa two games behind them. Whoever's not in first in the East has one of the wild cards, so Tampa is two out in the wild card, two out in the AL East tonight. 7 o'clock on ESPN, the Yankees up in Fenway for the second of those of that three-game series, and Tampa Bay up at Baltimore to play the Orioles. That's on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock, both games 7 o'clock Eastern. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.